Papa and I are going to record, so y'all go ahead and shut the door.
Ah, it's nice out today.
Look at that cloud. It looks funny. It looks like a dinosaur.
Selfish temper tantrums. We've all seen them. This week, the Pearls continue this tough letter from a parent that sounds like many of us.
All right, Deb. The letter goes a little further here. It's a little more difficult. Would you read the rest of it?
The other problem he has is with sharing. Like I mentioned, he's a perfectionist, and he will have his cars in a line, and his little sister will come over and move one, and he will start crying and screaming. I immediately take him to his room and spank him.
Hold up there, right there, Deb, before we go any further. She said she takes him to his room and spanks him. That's a mistake right there. Whenever a child commits an offense, it's most effective to spank him right there on the scene. That way you create a relationship between what he's doing wrong and the spanking. When you take a child and remove him from the scene, panic sets in, fear comes over him, anxiety, and by the time he gets to his room, he can't remember quite often where he was and what he was doing. And so he comes to associate fear with the room itself and with a mother rather than with the event that occurred. So rather than go through this big formal withdrawal from the scene and a lot of talking and rebuke and spanking in the room, if you just keep a little switch on hand and just reach over and pat him once or twice on the ankle or the leg or across the back of the hand, not even enough necessarily to make him scream, just to enforce your word, not enough to make him cry, just enough to enforce your word. So sometimes parents get the idea that they're judges and executioners and that they're going to take the child in the room and spank him and he's going to come out afraid to commit that same offense again. That's entirely the wrong approach in spanking. So if you find yourself using it repeatedly over and over again and it's not working, then there are definitely other factors you've left out that you need to consider. But don't keep relying on the spanking. Find out what you're doing wrong. Experiment and find some way to channel that behavior without continuing the spanking.
Okay, also little sister needs a little swat across her hand, too, to leave his cars alone. Okay, the rest of the letter says, I immediately take him to his room and spank him, but when I'm finished, he rushes back over to her and grabs the toys. So back we go for more spankings. Sometimes this scenario continues for 30 minutes. This continues throughout the day, and the next day, and the next day. Even at church, if someone takes a toy he wants or is playing with, he starts crying and screaming. I'm sure there is something that I am doing wrong. I just need someone to point it out to me.
All right, the crying and the screaming is always unacceptable, and you need to break that. That's not a proper response in life. But the child does have a right, the little boy does have a right to line his cars up in a row and enjoy them without his little sister butting in. And you said he has a problem with sharing. Well, I have a tractor and a couple cars and two pickup trucks, and I park them out here in front of my house in a nice row, and if my neighbor were to come over and move one of my cars, I'd have trouble with sharing too. Now, if my neighbor asked me, could he use one of my pickup trucks to, say, haul some firewood, I'd tell him sure he could. But those trucks are under my governorship, and I have a right and a duty to take care of them. And when I park them, they shouldn't be moved until I've given permission for someone to move them. And that's just the facts of life. So we have articles on this thing of sharing also in our second book, No Greater Joy, Volume 1. So I'd suggest you read those. But we'd like to see our children voluntarily and willfully share. But that won't come about by forcing them to submit to the tyranny of another sibling. So I would take steps with the little girl to make sure that she leaves him alone and he's permitted to play with his toys as he will. But when she does interfere or when some other child interferes with his play, he should not be allowed to scream. So one thing you could do is deny him his toys at that point. Tell him you scream so you can't play with these. and put the toys up. But as I said, give him a little swat right where he sits and say, stop screaming. And just stand over him firmly without being angry, without being upset. Take your little switch, swat him on the leg, and say, stop crying. And just stare him in the face. Stop crying. Give him another little swat on the leg. Just stand over him and exert your authority. When parents don't have authority in their voice and in their posture, they often resort to spanking excessively.
Okay, here it says, even at church, if someone takes a toy he wants or is playing with, he starts crying and screaming. So it's not necessarily a toy that he's been playing with, just a toy that he wants that's causing the crying and the screaming. So that is not just a perfectionist there. That is selfishness that's obviously being displayed. He wants it, and if it takes screaming to get it, then that's what he's going to do. And this shows that his heart has been bent on getting his own way when he wants his own way, getting what he wants.
We call that a will to dominate. It's the kind of mentality that Hitler's and Mussolini's have. It's a desire to control and possess everyone and everything around you. And today he uses screaming. Tomorrow he'll be using violence. And the day after that, he may be in a reformatory in a jail. It's definitely a problem that needs to be dealt with. It's not too late to conquer it, but it's something you're going to have to exert firm authority over. Just demand through your presence, through dominating him by just standing over him with a firm statement, with unwavering emotion, and say, you will not scream. You will not receive, you cannot have that toy. It's not yours. Take your hands off of it. Lay it down. Don't take it away from him. Have him lay it down. Have him give it back to the other person. Don't take him out of the room and spank him. Take a little switch right there and spank him on the leg until he hands the toy over to the one who was playing with it originally. I guarantee you, if you're consistent with this, if you are consistent, 100% consistent and thorough, you will conquer this. The child will learn not to cry. He will learn to passively submit. He will learn not to take what belongs to other people. And he'll learn that he can voice a formal petition of complaint when his sister takes his toys or mess them up. He will learn that he can come to you and say, she is messing up my toys. And he knows that you will come and say to sister, don't mess up his toys. If sister continues it, he knows you will spank sister. But right now, he's a vigilante. Rather than come to you as the rule of law, he's taking the law into his own hands. So you've got to gain control of this.
For 3 years, your son was his own master. He took what he wanted. He demanded what he chose. And he got it. And you're not going to be able to completely and suddenly conquer this. It's going to take work. It took a long time to make him what he is, and it's going to take a while to make him what he should have been all along. And you're going to have a commitment. You're going to have to love him with your eyes. You're going to have to love him with your heart. You're going to have a strong desire in your heart to do it right this time. And you're going to have to be able to convince him that you mean business and that you love him, that you are not rejecting him, that you're, because you love him and because you're pulling him closer into you, that you're demanding these things. But it's going to be a firm resolve that I don't want this child to be what he is. And I've created him to be what he is. And from this moment on, this child's going to learn to be thankful. This child is going to learn to be a giver. This child is going to learn to be a child that's going to bring honor and glory to God.
Join us next week for the final installation of Mike and Debbie's answers for this tough letter. Mike's answers about spanking may surprise you. Don't forget, check out Cane Creek Corner for their specials.